107 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this little Friday, Friday Eve edition of the show. Glad to have you here, Sean, Dalton. Kelly will be back with us tomorrow. Of course, Dr. Bill's got a forecast on the way. Kane will keep us up to date on traffic. If you see something traffic-wise out there, too, you can always hit us up on the text line. 3-4 Go ahead and put this in context. Whether it's you want to send us a text or we'd love for you to call. We'd love to hear your dulcet tones. Put this in your contacts for FM Talk 106.5. Phone number 343-0106. Or if y'all are new to town, 251-343-0106.
So see something, say something, or text something.
And we were getting some information yesterday, so I was getting ready to go on with the midday show. We were live at Ed's yesterday, and Cal Walters with Scuttlebutt was communicating, saying, hey, man, he's coming in from Mississippi. He said, I'm trying to get in, because they went on at 1 after the midday show. He said, I'm trying to get in, but I-10 is shut down. And I said, well, which way? He said, both ways. I said, what happened? He said, there's a guy driving a tractor trailer, and now there's a standoff with police. He's got a machete. And you and I have now gotten to watch some of the dash cam video. And
which the play-by-play on that is
awesome.
It's amazing.
It's awesome. I put that on my Facebook page, but I need to go ahead and we'll migrate that over. Maybe you'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
there's some, and the reason why I'm not running all that audio is I have not had time this morning to bleep out some of the cursing. it's not gratuitous cursing, but it fits the moment. Exactly right. Sometimes I go, we have really fallen off the wagon here. It's not that, Lord knows, that I've never cursed. It's just that if you curse all the time, I think it loses its effectiveness. First of all, there's improper places to use that language. That seems to be lost. I heard that the other day. I was at one of the big pharmacies at the CVS or something like that. And there's a woman in line who is just had a phone on speaker, so the person she was talking to was cursing, and she was cursing back. I'm like, I'm no prude. But chill out. There's other people around here. How about you hang up and go have your curse-laden talk when you get back in the car?
It just fits how so many people act today, where they are in their own little bubble. They could care less about who's around them, or maybe just looking for attention.
They need to have a good dose of shame. Their mothers should have shamed them more growing up, so they would have had some kind of little self-regulation here because of embarrassment and shame.
And then there's other people who curse like grown people. That curse like I did when I was learning how to curse in grade school. And it's like, didn't you ever learn how to properly use those terms?
When we launch our off-air podcast, which we have talked about, Dalton will go through what he thought curse words were when he was young. Y'all, it is gold. It is gold. The things he used to say that weren't correct. But what I'm getting to, I guess, a long way around on this is, there's cursing in the video. It's proper cursing. Mm-hmm. I have zero problem with these men cursing because they were watching a tractor trailer running vehicles off the road. It had run an ambulance off the road. So the tractor trailer's running westbound in the right lane. Mm-hmm. At least they weren't in the left lane. But didn't like anybody passing him. As a vehicle would come up to pass in the left, he would swing the tractor trailer over and put that car towards the median on the shoulder of the road. And these guys were behind, looked like kind of, from the cam and kind of the sound of the vehicle, sound like a diesel running. I'm not sure, but maybe they were in a rig as well.
Yeah, and they were honking at people, trying to warn them.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't
it must have been because they had a big horn. They had a big like a diesel horn. A big tractor horn, and they were running play by play, talking to law enforcement, communicating where he was, giving the mile marker and all this. And this guy is he's swinging, and we'll put the video up. He's swinging over and running the vehicles off the road, and there's a guy in a white pickup who he had twice now. This guy came back for more. The tractor trailer ran him off the road. He comes back on the road. He goes up. The tractor trailer runs him off the road again. And then what the guy does, I don't know if this has been discussed, but if you watch this towards the end of the video, the guy in the white truck, whoever you are, good job. I said, you're braver than I about the third time you got run off the road. But he came and he sat back off the quarter of that vehicle to not let any other vehicles
get
up there and have the guy do the same thing to him. I mean, he ran blocker. I mean, it had to be what the guy was doing consciously, running blocker there to keep the other people safe. So good for you, whoever you are, driver, hats off to you.
And
so,
he's still in danger at that point because who knows?
That guy could slow down and then come over on him. I thought the same thing. As it foolhardy? I don't know. I think in that case, it's brave because he protected other people. So they're running down I-10, and then you got to watch the video and see what this guy's doing, and then it ends up with a standoff, and the guy's got a machete, And then that's what shut down I-10 yesterday. Speaking of traffic yesterday on I-10, the picture that I put up yesterday on Twitter has gotten a lot of attention. And before you say, oh, you were texting and driving, no, y'all, I was in park in the FM Talk 106.5 Cruiser. I left the causeway. And oh, and I also got another side conversation there. Why were you going on the Bayway? The reason I was going on the Bayway in the I-10 mobile command unit is we have a high-profile Sprinter van. That's our mobile command unit. Our studio, you take out, you see it around town. We can do live shows from it. It not only is it a high-profile Sprinter van, but on top of it has the AC unit, speakers. It has stuff that goes high off the top of it. So I was going through the Wallace Tunnel because I didn't want to pull a Bankhead crew cut, like so many, which also happened yesterday again. So I was stopped there, and I was heading westbound. But I'm coming on the causeway. I get up on the Bayway to take the Wallace Tunnel. Traffic's fine. I do the old, I mean, if you're from around here, y'all know what I'm talking about. You're driving the causeway, and you're craning your neck, and you're looking forward on the Bayway to see, which, by the way, it looks like slow down again right now, I-10 westbound at the where the causeway crosses the Bayway. That's, I'm just getting in on traffic. And so I get on I-10 westbound, and I looked up there, and everything was fine. As best I can see, it's fine. So I get on the on-ramp, I get up there, I'm clipping along, doing exactly the speed limit, probably a mile below the speed limit, and I roll them west, and then I start seeing the brake lights, probably even with the Tensaw River right there. So start seeing brake lights. By the way, y'all, that's also where the sign that ALDOT has. ALDOT, y'all got to move that sign back. The sign that says Wallace Tunnel closed. I'm already up there.
Can't
I'm
on do
the
anything.
It's like it's just insult to injury. I'm like, you don't say it's closed. I mean, I'm looking at all the brake lights. So it was probably 40 minutes to get from there, y'all know where I'm talking about, on I-10 westbound, even with the Tensaw River, till I could get off and go up to the Cochran Bridge. The picture I put up yesterday were people, and we've talked about this before on the show more than once, running on my right-hand side. They're running on my starboard, using the emergency lane to pass everybody to get in front of the traffic.
How far back did they start doing that?
A mile or so.
Oh man, come on!
So they start. So they're running, and you'd be watching the side view mirror, and you'd see them come out. You see them poke their little car noses out, and then here they come, and they're running by. Then we get to where they're getting everybody off to get off onto Pinto Island there, and at that point, now we have those people are stuck there, and those of us that did what we were supposed to do
had to
make a decision. Whether you let them in or not. So I let you make the call. I put the picture up on Twitter. And yet, to those who said, were worried about whether I was driving, I was completely parked when I took the photograph, like vehicle in park. And if that still makes me guilty of something, then y'all bring the ticket by, I guess. I'm going to have to deal with it. I don't care because I was in park. And at that point, I don't consider myself driving. I consider myself parked. So I take the picture, put it up, and said, y'all make the call. It was 100% do not let the people in who go. Now, the other part of it, though, is you could say, well, that's an emergency lane, and you got to let those people get out of there in case an emergency vehicle needs to come through. I understand that academically, but I'm like the people that responded on Twitter. It feels good to deny those people and let them sit there. So I don't know. If you haven't checked the picture out, I want you get to make the call. You go check out the picture and make the call over at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter.
Yeah, selfishness. And if I had to say what was actually on my mind when those people do that, it'd probably be similar to the play-by-play from the trucker.
Yes.
That we were talking about earlier.
That would have been what those truckers said yesterday. Were way more polite than what I was saying to those folks. All right, y'all can check that picture out, and we'll get that video of the truckers up as well.
It's up there now.
Yeah, okay, well, good. Go watch the video. We'll talk about that, and you get to make the call. Yeah, if somebody passes you on the right, and then they're trying to get back in traffic, have you ever let them in? Would you ever let them in? Under what circumstances? Love to hear from you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Plus, we'll talk about what's going on in Washington today. And Rob Holberg joins us from Lanap at about 8:35. Lots to do this hour. Glad you're here. Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. Online at fmtalk1065.com. Thanks, Kane. 822 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, just I guess it'll be a week from tomorrow. Yeah, a week from tomorrow, we are heading back to the Mobile Boat Show Guide's Corner, and Bobby was talking about some last hour, that what we do, so we're out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We as a team, meaning Mike Ward is out there, I'm out there. We do FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors every weekend. He and I will be doing a special two-hour live broadcast from 10 to noon from the boat show. So you want to see some radio go down, want to be part of it, I'd love to see you out there on Saturday. But yeah, we'll be out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mike and I will be there. Also, big lineup of guides and pros. I know that Captain Bobby's going to be there. Captain Charlie Gray's going to be there. Captain Wayne Miller's going to be there. I know that our buddy Jason Smith is going to be there. Also, we will be talking with folks from the conservation world, fishing world. We'll go offshore. Also, we're going to have some offshore folks coming in. I know the crew from Saltwater Fanatics will be there. I mean, we got a lot of people coming. So, and when we post up this list, it's pretty cool because, like, it used to be you'd come to those events and go hear a presentation, but yeah, like I'm like you, like I don't want to raise my hand and ask a question in front of everybody. Nice thing about Guide's Corner, you just walk up and get to talk to the folks. And if you say, okay, Bobby's going to be there at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, you got a question about fishing this pattern or whatever, Dolphin Island, you just walk up and talk to him and chill.
Yeah,
it's a good deal.
And as someone who knows next to nothing about the fishing world, I've been there plenty of times, and I'll see someone, a listener, come up and ask any of you guys a question, and specific questions at that. And Bobby, everyone always has a specific great answer.
Yeah, so we've tied. Think about the number of rigs I've tied, because we've got rods and tackle there. So someone will say, how do you rig this up or that up? And we just go ahead and start anew and you know, have the line and the rods and the leader material and tie knots and do it's fun. So put that on your to-do list. It's coming up next week. All right, our phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. I would like to point out, as you hear national news talk about frost quakes affecting the country, I think we were pretty much on the vanguard of that.
Yeah.
Frost quake story out of Pennsylvania, that's up on the Twitter feed as well.
It's old news for us.
Yeah. Earthquakes that are caused by ground freezing so quickly in the upper Midwest and Northeast from the cold that it makes a rumble. That's nuts. That's something I'd never heard of. All right. To the phones we go, and let's go to Therese in Mobile first. Is it Teresa or Therese?
It's Therese.
Hey, Therese. Pretty
morning.
Name.
Good morning.
Good morning. Pretty name.
I have a question for Ron Hulbert, and I have just a comment.
Okay.
But there was an article in Langyap a couple of months back, and it was about a local church hosting on their facilities, having a play called Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche. And my question to Ron is, was he, you know, what was the purpose for
Rob,
that?
Rob Hulbert. Rob, like
Rob,
Robert.
Yeah. What was the purpose for that article? Or was he showing the simple state of the church? Or, you know, was he promoting it? And then I have a comment about just what's going on. And, you know,
like, how am I
going
to frame that to Rob? I got to work that up. Okay, I got to ask him here. I'm just thinking how I'm going to ask him. Okay, go on, Therese.
Well, I just want to comment on in New York, where, you know, a couple years ago they erected an altar to Baal, where there's abortion, the infanticide, and then the attempted infanticide in Virginia, and the Covington Catholic boys, as well as the Trump witch hunt. I lump them all together, and I see this as a shedding of innocent blood that these Luciferians like to offer up to Satan. So no matter how it is, it's all about shedding of innocent blood with the left against the right.
Duly noted. Duly noted. All right.
Yeah, and that
not Rastafarians, but Luciferians.
Right. That video of Virginia's Governor Brown.
Yeah, and I gotta say this for the New York story and the Virginia story, Therese. I'm right with you. We don't get into that because it seems to be. I mean, I think people who have listened to the show any time know where I stand on it, and you know, as a person who kind of understood the debate and then had looked at their first child and went, holy cow.
Yeah. Third trimester, and then he was even talking about, you know, during labor and right after.
And it's like Therese said, I agree. You know, I don't think it's, I think it comes from several places. I think it comes from a secular new world where people do not value human life the way we should. I mean, you see it, I make fun of it a lot when I say people care about their pets, and this is, I'm not anti-pets. I got pets coming out my ears. The pets get in the bed. The pets rule the world at our house. But where people value animals more than humans in today's society, they walk past a human that's starving to cuddle a pet. That bothers me. I think this is part of a pattern where, and yes, I understand the other part. I don't see this as a completely one-sided discussion. I understand the debate going on. But when you get to the edges of the debate here, like Teresa talking about, you're mentioning Virginia, where it's almost like he was saying post-birth.
Yeah, he said the baby will be, you know, will make the baby comfortable, and then the doctor will have a discussion with the parents about what to do next. And I saw a great tweet. I need to figure out who tweeted it.
What the hell is wrong with that
Seriously.
Guy?
Seriously. And I need to attribute this tweet to the right person, but they were spot on. They said, imagine if a governor in any state went on a radio show and was talking about killing a puppy. Right, after it was born.
I didn't even read that.
How long would they be in office if the national news got a hold of them talking about killing puppies right after birth? And they're having this discussion.
Who said that?
I need to find who
tweeted
that.
Whoever that is my new best friend, because that's the dang truth.
And, you know, I already had an opinion on the abortion thing. You know, I've been pro-life for a long time, but now that my wife is more than 8 months pregnant, it's despicable to me to think that in the third trimester that this is legal.
I'm with you, and there'll be somebody who can argue their side of it. I get this idea that you're not, if you're a male, you're not supposed to ever talk about it. You know, I'm not a shrinking violet. When I believe in something, I'll just tell you, you can disagree all day long, and that's cool. I'm not going to, you know, say you don't deserve your opinion. You do. I'll tell you it's wrong. I don't get it. I don't even see where you have the handles for a discussion on that one. But yeah, hearing Mike Gallagher, who comes on after us, talk about what happened in New York, and hearing this Virginia thing, and that whoever said that quote is brilliant.
I'm trying to find it,
because
it
reinforces what I've been saying. I've been watching this for decades. This is not just recent. And once again, before you send the dang emails that I'm an animal loving guy. I mean, we've got the pets. I care about the animals, but they're not human beings. And we've lost. I mean, it's so true. If somebody talked about that with killing a puppy, people would lose their mind. But a human being, who would we've lost our direction in a big, big way. And I think, you know, where I may break that, I don't think it's every part of it is from I do believe in pure evil existing, but I think there's also like casual evil, like people just think, well, this is politically expedient or whatever. And hopefully I would pray that they don't really know what they're talking about. Maybe they're doing it for political expediency, because if they truly believe that that's okay, then I have some way bigger questions than just what's, you know, in the law in Virginia. I have way bigger questions for them.
And I'm not hearing anyone speak out, and I'm sure they are, but is there anyone out there that is pro-choice, but only to a certain point, you know, first trimester?
I think there's lots of people
there. And why aren't their voices being heard now? Because they were certainly heard when the pro-choice movement started, and now those are being drowned out. And now I can't believe to the point we've gotten, and it's happened so fast. It's happened so quickly, which is exactly what so many pro-life people were worried about.
So it's a discussion. We will have, especially in situations when it is, I would say, well beyond the pale, like it is here. Maybe we'll do that on the midday show today or coming up on the morning show soon. Speaking of this show, we'll talk to our buddy Rob Holbert. Rob Holbert with Landyap next.
.836 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive, where we talk to our buddy Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, partner. How are you, Dalton?
Doing fantastic today, and I know things are great at McConnell Automotive. Today, the final day of January, so the final day to get out and get a great deal.
Yeah, if anybody's listening and they're not interested in a truck or SUV, I wanted to tell their friends, Dalton, because today is the last day. And you know, a lot of people don't like to negotiate, Dalton, and what's great about our sale, and really every day we do this, but today is a special day. All our prices, Z71s, Yukons, Acadias, an example of up to like 19% off. Some of the trucks, Dalton, $12,000 off. And so the prices are clearly marked on our website at McConnellAutomotive.com. And Dalton, if people wait past today or let their friends or family wait, they're going to miss out on about $3,000 or $5,000 of factory savings on top of what we're doing. I want everybody to rush. Take advantage of these deals, buddy, before they're gone tomorrow.
That's some awesome stuff. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a good one.
Y'all have a blessed day, Dalton.
All right. That's Mitch McConnell. Make sure you go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
Right, 8:37, FM Talk 106.5, and checking in from Landyap, our buddy Ron Holberg. Hey, Ron.
Good Good morning. This is Ron. How are you?
Or if y'all are new to the show, this is Rob Holbert with Land Yap.
I had a thought on the way here as I was listening to that. I kind of, you know, when a relief pitcher comes out of the bullpen, they have some kind of walk-on music. I kind of feel like I should have some of that. I mean, I'd like that.
Okay, let me work something out. Okay.
Come up with something for that later.
I'll be working up your intro. Okay, I'll work that.
Satanic, hopefully.
Yeah, I'll work that up. You're not familiar with that story you did?
Yeah, we there was the lady who came on, Therese, I guess, it was interested in a story that was called Company 11 Opens Racy Riotous Comedy, which is a play called Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche. It was in our arcs column. It's about a play that was being done. So yeah, I guess it
in
was
your list
to,
of
I guess it was to promote the play, which is a comedy.
Okay. So I just want to get the rest of the story. People make their decision, but we can get the rest of the story.
Yeah, I mean, they can do what they want. It was held at Central Presbyterian Bellingrath Hall at Central Presbyterian Church.
So y'all were back in November. I do this. We pull curtains back all the time here. Just talk about how things really are. So y'all get press releases like we do from different. And so if you're putting together the lineup of arts or what's going on, you take the press releases and you assemble those into a list for everybody to read in Lanyap. Am I correct?
Well, I think Kevin Lee wrote it. It looks like he interviewed somebody, and he was just previewing comedy they were doing. It's a play. That's what he does. I've never seen the play, so I don't know what the content of it is. I don't know that I've just based upon the title I don't know what's wrong with lesbians eating quiche. If they want to eat quiche, great. I don't know why that would upset anybody. So
right. Well, we'll have to deep dive. But there's the rest of the story as we know it this morning. Now, I want to talk to you about a couple other rests of the story. First of all, so I had Dale Leash from Land Yap out with me yesterday during the midday show to talk about the city council had called for, a special council investigation into complaints
Correct.
Made by Public Works?
Yeah. Yeah, they came back with that the other day, and basically that found some issues that they feel like was issues that were things were going wrong in the Public Works Department, it wasn't, I don't think, terribly surprising that was going to come back that way to most of us, it just kind of fuels the continued fight with the city.
Well, okay.
In the city,
the fight that's been going on, I would argue, years. Let's say the war's been going on, and it seems like once a month or on some schedule, a battle specific comes up. It's over this person, it's over this budget, it's over this policy, but it all ties back to a bigger war, it seems like, between the executive branch and the legislative branch.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's just even like in this case, the administration, the mayor's office, was upset that they were not allowed to see this report prior to them bringing it out. It's kind of become a usual tit for tat thing. You can't travel overseas and you can't have your State of the Union address. It's that kind of pettiness is going on, it seems. The investigation basically said that the supervisor was, as I said, tyrannical in this case. I don't know exactly, when I look at the things that he said, exactly some of the things were, that he chewed out an employee and things like that. So I don't know why that's, particularly out of sorts with what's normal. But also, I think a big part of it was setting up the incentive program that they have for that group of employees, that they all felt like they could not attain that, and it was just a trick and a way to keep from paying them more.
Yeah, and I talked to Dale about that some yesterday. I've heard that discussed in the past. Is that listed somewhere? I mean, before I make a judgment, I'd like to see it with my own eyes. Like what the, because I heard like things like attendance, and if it's just, hey, you get a bonus for not missing work a whole bunch, that's a normal thing. That shouldn't be shocking. I mean, you're supposed to come to work.
Yeah, I mean, I look at those things and I say these are sort of the debates that sometimes are only had in a government institution.
Yes.
You know, it's you know, people feel like that sort of a thing, that, you know, their government employees sometimes feel like they have a different standard. I don't know, you know, when in most private places I've worked, if the boss comes in and kind of chews everybody out. I mean, that was one of the things that I think, I'm sure Dale dealt with yesterday, you know, that Fred Richards said something about, you know, it's not appropriate for them to bring everybody in the room and say, hey, you guys are all screwing up. I don't know where I've ever worked where somebody at some point didn't walk in and say, everybody come in here. We've got to start doing a better job.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, we have the come to Jesus meeting with management. Yeah. They do that. I've been in maybe one or 16 of those meetings in my life. But
right.
I do want to make
probably
sure.
Conducted several of them. A guy running a radio station. You know,
Me? Nah.
But, I can't imagine.
No. But if you, I do want to see like what the real, if it's over that, if it's out of control, then you've got a real issue. If it's just people saying, I don't like, you know, to have to answer to something. I mean, that's why I think it'd be great if we could see the documentation of what the incentive programs are like or what the real things happen. Because it seems like there's some unanimity in the report here that the people are saying, at least corroborating the stories of the others on how this mismanagement was going on.
Yeah, I think that's what they said. You know, you know, there's also, I guess one of the big things that's kind of the, one of the shoes that sort of dropped in this thing was that there were, apparently there has been some serious discussion about privatizing that that department, which apparently they backed off once the investigation was going on. I don't think necessarily because of the investigation, but the investigation found that they had backed off, that John Peavy had talked about it, but then came back and said, no, we're not doing that anymore. Whether that was because it was being investigated or whether they had made that decision prior to that is not really clear, but you know, that that at least had been discussed at some point, and that's what some of the employees felt like. They're trying to whittle the number of employees down so they can privatize, you know, so, but you know, I'm sure the average citizen, most citizens are basically looking at it and saying, we don't really care if it's privatized or not. If it costs less money and does the job on time, or cost, you know, if it's cost effective and gets the job done, we're not really that worried about it one way or the other. I think that would be the average Mobilian's attitude on that.
It is, though, one of those functions of government outside of public safety.
Right.
That gets people's attention very quickly, having done this job now for decades and decades. If there's any kind of holiday, weather closure, or whatever, my email inbox, my text line fills up with people going, not asking anything else, asking when will garbage be picked up?
Of course, yeah. Everybody wants their trash picked up on time, you know, and that's, you know, those of us can remember back to the golden days of the twice a week pickup, you know, that was really nice, you know, but we're at the once a week now, so if you miss that, something happens, you know, you're usually bursting at the seams when it, you know, that garbage can is at max capacity typically on Thursday morning for us.
Okay. I want to get, I tell you what, let's run to the break and then we'll come back, because I want to talk about a story with, we're talking about here with State Auditor Jim Ziegler, who has opened his exploratory commission here, exploratory program to run for Senate in 2020. He is, I would say, using the model that is successful in today's world to get attention, to get unearned media. You say things, you do things, the media pays attention, and we talk about it, and everybody hashes it over, but at the end of it, your name was definitely in the headlines. So what State Auditor Jim Ziegler had to say about what Senator Kyrsten Sinema more into the Senate. We'll talk about that with Rob when we come back. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com. Podcasts, oh yeah, we got them. And you can get them by, number one, just getting them a la carte if you want to do it by going to the front page of fmtalk1065.com, clicking the podcast tab. You can also subscribe over at iTunes or Stitcher if you're a old Android user like me, Stitcher works quite well. Also, Spotify, listen to your music there, catch our podcast there. And TuneIn Radio app, where you stream the station, you can also get our podcast. So make sure to subscribe and start downloading today. Also, a reminder here, holiday season's over, brand new year. Been thinking about the credit cards you use over the holidays, or more importantly, the bills from those credit cards? Make this your New Year's resolution. Save money every month on the interest you pay on your credit cards. Credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Here's some numbers. Let's put some real numbers to it. You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. So check out your bill, see what you're paying now, and compare that with 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You save thousands in interest, and the rate's fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. Even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Application 100% online, and there are no fees. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy process. I mean, that's why you work to have a good credit rate, so you save money on interest. So do it. Y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. Get that discount when you go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information and to get that 0.50% auto pay discount. All right, continue our conversation with Rob Hulbert from Lanyap. And speaking of which, new Lanyap out. What's on the cover? I see this guy. What's he doing? What's he doing, Rob?
This is a picture of Benny White. He's the guy who is taking care of our water out there at Big Creek Lake for 38 years, and he's retiring. And it's a really good story about him and just and about the lake and the and our water supply and in general. It's interesting stuff. If you know, things we don't think about very much,
right,
because we're pretty water rich around here. But somebody's got to take care of all that stuff, and he's the guy that's been doing it.
Yeah. So when you if you're a customer here at Malls, you open up the and actually some other areas, you open up your faucet, that water comes out. He's responsible for that.
Yeah, he makes sure that it's clean and good, and it takes care of it. It's interesting stuff.
Pretty darn important, actually. All right, I want to talk about something that may not be as important, but I mean, I see it as the 2019 exhibiting itself in Alabama politics. You know, you do something to make sure you get attention, go viral or whatever, and that is State Auditor Jim Ziegler, who is kind of exploring maybe running for Senate in 2020, having some commentary. It kind of focused on who would be his opponent, Doug Jones, but coming through the choices in clothing for Christian Cinema.
Yeah, he was, for those who weren't aware, the new Arizona senator wore a pretty short skirt and some thigh-high boots out onto the Senate floor the other day, and, as everything does in our world these days, caught a lot of attention on the internet, and Mr. Ziegler decided that he would post something on his Facebook page about it, and then of course people started chiming in, saying she looked like a hooker, that she looked like she was going to be a stripper, etc. Which I guess if you're a public official, is that really what you want to propagate there?
Yeah, that's what talk show hosts are for. Yeah,
claimed that he really was putting on there Doug Jones, because Doug Jones, I think like half of his face was on the picture somewhere in the very back,
So he was responsible for it, or at least accessory.
Doug Jones was a bad guy because he was out there with the person with the thigh-high boots on. It's just, so I wrote a column about it this week. The part to me is, you can disagree or agree whether somebody ought to be wearing that out on the Senate floor. I worked up at the Senate in the late 90s, and Strom Thurmond tried to wear a pair of those out on the Senate floor at one point, and he was stopped at that. So things have changed.
Didn't know they had it in his size. That's interesting.
Yeah, they were a little loose. His thighs were pretty pasty, but he was a. It's definitely a different thing you probably would not have seen. And I don't want to get into the debate whether she should have worn that or not. I don't want anybody debating about what I'm wearing as that. But,
the
issue to me is that he put it on there, and then when he caught any flack about it, he lied about it, why he put it on there.
Okay, so your angle is, your issue is the fact that when he got some heat, you believe when he got heat about commenting on Senator Sinema's clothing, yeah, that he shifted it to, hey, look, I'm saying that because, yeah, there's Doug Jones.
This is my comment about Mr. Ziegler is that he loves to act like he is this tough guy, say anything, do anything kind of guy. But when he gets in trouble, he lies and he tries to back out of it. We still have never gotten a reasonable explanation from him about why he no longer has a law license. And, you know, he still is obfuscating that whole thing. And he obfuscated this, which is, you know, if he really feels like it's worth commenting on, just say it. You know, I don't know why he felt like that's something he ought to put out there. I mean, you know, he's just a political clown is really what he is. And, I mean, last year at the Pork and Politics, I walk in there, and he's standing there holding tiny cards that are like the size of, like a chiclet, and handing them out saying, I'm Jim Ziegler, the state agitator. Like, you know, is that... That's the kind of guy he is. I mean, has a following.
Hey, which is
doing something, but I don't. You know, I think he's mostly just a political clown.
I don't know. You can argue like anything that there's good and bad, and there's some stunts, but stunts work in today's world to get attention. And I'll say on the auditing side, he seems to have been, you know, pressing things in Montgomery, which probably needed looking into.
Well, I mean, that's great. Do your job. That's his job. I mean, I appreciate him doing his job if he's supposed to do it. But in the meantime, he's offering plans on how to repave the highways. That's not his job.
Right.
He's, you know.
But that's part of his Senate run, right? I mean, this is all part of attention for a Senate run. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
If you want to run for Senate, this is one thing. I mean, as we reported, you know, he had to pay back $10,000 from his elder care law practice to somebody that the state bar basically found that he overcharged them and didn't do the work he claimed he was going to do, and charged them for things lawyers that they didn't need a lawyer for. And he won't answer that question. He's made up this whole ridiculous thing that he resigned his license because he didn't want to pay malpractice anymore because he wasn't going to be attorney general. And that's just craziness that, you know, any lawyer who's a lawyer can retire. They can just go inactive. He doesn't have to return to surrender his license. Surrendering your license is a disciplinary action, and he cannot reapply for 5 years, which is the same thing as if you're disbarred. But he refuses to be honest about that. So, I mean, he wants to run for U.S. Senate. He needs to answer those questions. And I mean, if he wants to put pictures of women on his Facebook page and then ridicule them to some extent and then back off of it and say it's about something else. And what kind of guts does he really have?
All right. Read more in the brand new Lanyap out in the streets, on the streets now, and also in your yard if you have it delivered, right, Rob?
That's right. Yeah, you can go and go to the website, have it delivered to your house for $1 a week. They won't throw it in your yard. They'll put it in your mailbox. So that's even better.
Oh, I have a story about my mower the other day hitting the circular, but that's a whole other show.
No, that's no fun. Yeah.
All right.
That's not ours. That's theirs.
That is theirs. Yeah. That is theirs. Yeah. So yeah. We'll maybe tell you that tome at some point, and we can put it together in a piece in upcoming Lanyap. As always, we appreciate it. Get you back on here soon.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Ron Holberg. Or I'm sorry. Rob Holberg. Thank you, man. We'll talk soon. All right. 859 FM Talk 106.5. We're out of here. Be back for Midday Mobile today at noon. Hey, get ready, y'all. Midday Mobile today at noon just confirmed State Senator Cam Ward, who's been working on this Alabama prison stuff since the word go. He's going to join us to talk about this possibility.